In the culture wars, there are no winners, just podcasters. Only a few are willing to risk their lives in the face of some of the dumbest ideas to have ever captured human civilization. Every week, we, Megan Dom and Sarah Hayter, humbly accept this mission to bring you conversations that are equal parts stunning, brave, and live. Live at the same time as the biggest women's college basketball game in history is happening.
What does that mean in history? Why?
I don't know. That's what somebody said. I don't know. Maybe they'll say. So we are live. If you're listening to this after the fact on your podcast app, you will not see that we are looking at your comments in the live stream as we talk. But we're going to try to have some kind of coherent conversation as well as entertaining your comments and questions.
Yeah, so, here and there.
Yeah.
Depends on how interesting they are.
Yeah, but thank you, everybody, for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think you guys are going to like this one because it's about gender.
Yes.
Which they love.
This is the favorite, something completely
everyone's
different.
Favorite topic. Well, we actually don't cover it that much, given how much we talk about covering it or avoiding it.
I guess so. Yeah, given how much we talk about it privately.
Right.
And then
right.
decide we're going to talk about
it. And then decide
else.
We can't do this. We can't mm-hmm. just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So we resisted the urge to talk about the Andrea Long Chu piece.
Yes, even though I was name checked, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, what were you? A TARD?
Yeah. Yes. So she came up with a new acronym. So TERF is no longer enough. Mm. So we're talking about the Andrea Long Chu piece that was in New York Magazine a couple of weeks ago. It's an ancient history by New York Magazine standards, considering what we've talked about since then. But yeah, she had a piece, the case for allowing kids to medically transition. And she talked about how it's bad enough that there are TERFs. Now there are TARLs, which are
TARLs.
What is it? Trans agnostic liberal reactionaries.
How are you a liberal reactionary?
I don't know, but it was one of those things where I was so honored to be named. It was almost like a mistake. Like she said, like
Matt
Taibbi. Yeah, it was a list of like really big people and then me.
And
then like, I felt like it was like a mistake.
Mm-hmm. It's
like,
I was happy for you.
Just under the wire. I know. It might have been a typo. But
no, I think that was intentional and it was great to see you there.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, my parents would be proud if they were alive. Yeah, so part of me thought that maybe that piece was like a psyop. It was so ridiculous and it perfectly laid out the case, that trans activists make. And in so doing, exposed that, logic for what it is. So I thought maybe somebody at New York Magazine, like, was kind of winking and letting these ideas kind of hang themselves. But, others said, no, somebody at New York Magazine. Or more than one person thought it was a great idea. So
many people, but the logic of it, it's okay. So I have so much to say about it that one episode won't cover it. I wrote something only for my paying subscribers on my Substack like a year ago. This long thing about what I understood like gender to be. And the movement and everything. And then I got a lot of feedback and then I made some edits and then some other people gave me a lot more feedback. And so I edited again. And then I got busy with other stuff and lost interest. But this piece made me feel that I'm such a fool for not publishing this like lengthy manifesto short book sooner because I could have written this. You know, like I could have some of the paragraphs and even the logic, I followed it and I was writing about it a year earlier that this is where it's leading. This is what they mean. And this is where it's going to go. But I appreciate Andrea Long Chu, who I will refer to as a they, out of respect for the fact that we might get punished on YouTube.
Oh,
not for respect of their gender.
Not because you're splitting the difference.
Well, if it was up to me, I would use the sex, the gender of the pronoun appropriate to their sex.
The biologically appropriate.
But I feel coerced into using something else, so I will use they. Their logic is, I think, very clean, and I think much more clear than the logic of most trans activists and even gender activists sometimes, you know, because there's, I find that, or gender critical activists, because sometimes TERFs will go pretty far, but they don't go far enough. You know, like there is an extent to which second wave feminism laid the groundwork for what we're now seeing with the gender movement. And there's not enough discussion about that, an open discussion about that in the gender critical TERF world. And that makes me feel as if they're allies, but I'm not one of them, you know, because they just don't seem to be, they don't follow their logic. But Andrea Chu does. And it's a well-written article. They can write. They're a good writer. They're smart, clearly. And they are just evil. Like, just, this is so, I can't even, I read through it. Part of me is like, okay, well, this is what I've been saying that they, but at the same time, it's shocking that someone would have these thoughts, put them to paper, make the effort to get it published, and then other people approve of it and it gets published. It's not even outrage. That I feel, it's horror, like the deep, like a kind of a deep unsettlement that I can't shake off. And the only thing I can do is just to stop thinking about it and, you know, touch grass and talk to my friends and family, because it's like, you know, you look too intensely at it and think too much about it and you'll go insane.
Okay. But, is it possible that part of the impetus was to get people to talk? I mean, we are in the economy of engagement farming. We are an engagement, agrarian society. Every single thing now is done to get people's attention, and it doesn't matter even what the content is. So the fact is that New York Magazine has been hitting it out of the park. We have talked about their articles for the last 3 episodes in a row. And something is working. And I guess, so like, if you're thinking about the purpose of media and magazines as a sort of marketplace of ideas, or kind of a pantheon of ideas. Okay. So they're throwing that one out there.
Sure. So that's a way to, I guess, defend what is New York Magazine here is doing. And I agree with you. Clearly they're doing something. They're just trying, they're engagement farming and it's working. But that's not what Chu is doing. You know, this is logical. Like, and I was actually here a year ago. This understanding of the gender movement as in its essence, a movement that is, you know, it's not about civil rights. It's not even about equality. It utilizes the language of equality to achieve what is, in essence, like a kind of freedom, that no one has ever been afforded in maybe human history, a freedom that will necessarily cause the collapse of many social institutions, which is the freedom from reality as it is, you know, that we decide here and now that we will uphold the social fiction that, you know, trans people prefer because they prefer it, not for any other reason. This is what Chu is arguing, not so directly and clearly, but
you have reached the end of the free version of this episode. To hear the rest, go to aspecialplace.substack.com and join our listener community. We will see you there.